Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gabby Farber, she is running for SRC at the University of the Witwatersrand, which of course is a very important university as far as the Jewish community is concerned, because a lot of students go there. And of course it's a very important university as far as South Africa and even the continent of Africa is concerned. And Gabby is not only running for SRC, she's doing it with the PYA, which we'll find out a little bit more about what that is in a moment, which is quite an unusual thing. So we thought we'd bring her on to the line and just chat to her further about it. Gabby, welcome to Chai FM. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
To start us off, get us into the campus politics vibe, what exactly is the PYA? What does it stand for?
PYA is the Progressive Youth Alliance, and it's an alliance made up of SASCO, which is the South African Students' Union, and the ANC Youth League and the Young Communist League. This is one of the main political alliances that run on Wits campus. They've dominated and occupied the SRC for the past 3 years and have been extremely successful in doing so.
So you decided to run for SRC this year. You're obviously part of the PYA. What motivated you to get involved?
I will just explain my first day at Wits. And just a bit of background in my life as a person. I grew up at Yeshiva College, Girls High School, and then went on MTA, which is a B'nai Akiva gap year program, to study in Israel for a year and a half at the Sem Midrashet Harova. And I came back to study law at this point. I had never actually had a non-Jewish friend. I'd never interacted within such a multiracial community. And I was sitting in my first lecture at Wits. And in came the PYA, which was unknown to me at that point that they were even the PYA. And they started protesting and singing. And basically what happened is we as Jews stood in our little group of people and just quickly tried to escape the havoc as soon as we could. And these protests continued for the following weeks to come. And often what I would see is there was a large group of people which would just simply walk past the protests and not get involved, not even question what are these protests about, why are they protesting. And in my life, I've always tried to be quite active, wherever I am, whether it was being in school and being a prefect, whether it was being in B'nai Akiva, whether it was in SEM, whether it was in South African communities. I've always tried to play quite an active role, and it did bother me that, I was just going to spend 6 years studying law at Wits University and not take an active role and not try and implement change. And so I looked at the campus environment and I really did see that the PYA was the platform that was bringing the most revolution, that was helping students in the best way possible. And I thought this is the place that I need to be. And I started getting involved, started going to protest after protest, started engaging, learning more about the alliance, getting more involved in the politics, and really just trying to help individual students and serve them both as individuals and a collective through the PYA. So I guess from that first day, I started having a bit of a paradigm shift as what is a Jewish student's role on campus? And I truly don't believe that it's just to go to lectures and go home. You know, Wits sneezes and the rest of the country gets the flu. Wits is, in my opinion, a microcosm of South Africa. What happens on Wits will translate into the future society of our country. And how can we take a step back from that? I think as a Jewish person, a Jewish person who has grown up with the values of Tikkun Olam, it is not only a nice thing to get involved, but an actual religious obligation to get involved and to serve the society that we surround ourselves.
Now, You know, that's, it sounds like to me like you've been very active and certainly was a very, tumultuous time when you got to Wits University. The PYA is a choice. I'm pretty sure some of the listeners are going to ask me this anyway, so I might as well ask you to begin with. In fact, they already have. Thanks, Clive. You know, it's a controversial organization. Obviously, there's, you know, in terms of the ANC in general, there's things that people have particular opinions on. If we're in the community here, there's also an Israel element, which I'm sure you're aware of. So how do you navigate that, being a Jewish person inside the Alliance?
My relationship with Israel and with Zionism, ever since I can remember growing up in a religious Zionist community, has always been one of a lot of pride and a real religious connection to the land of Israel and to our religious homeland. And so through my experience, I've never hid that from the PYA. I've always been upfront and proud of who I am and who my people and the Jewish community represent in South Africa. In the beginning, it was definitely met with a lot of hostility, with a lot of confusion. Why are you part of an organization that doesn't necessarily hold the same values as you? Just to give you a bit of context, this same PYA was the PYA that used to be in an alliance with the Muslim Student Association. This is the same PYA that used to wear kafirs on their election posters, and the same PYA that used to support IW. And through my experience, I realized that they'd really been quite infiltrated by BDS, and they had not heard the other side of the conflict. And I've never tried to push my opinions on Israel and my religious connection to the land of Israel onto this PYA community, but rather just had, you know, engagements and been very open and engaged in dialogue and negotiation. And for me, it's also been an incredible learning experience. But what I've seen is there were many, many misconceptions within the organization, and they had not heard the other side. And I think when engaging in politics, when engaging in conflicts, when engaging in sensitive issues, it is always important to hear both sides of the story. And through this experience of being part of the PYA, it has been an incredible journey to see that people have been able to open their minds and see the other side. And not that I have twisted them or made them come to my side of being pro-Israel, but making them think, making them be critical of the knowledge and the preconceptions and stereotypes that they had once had. You know, for me, it was a huge transition, because growing up in the Jewish community, to say that you're a Zionist, for me, has always been the same to say that I'm Jewish. It hasn't been something controversial. It hasn't been something that I've hid. It hasn't been a big deal for me to say. But going into this environment, the word Zionist has definitely changed for me, because I see that it has a really negative connotation on Wits campus. When I say the word Zionist and when I'm called a Zionist, people think that I am pro-killing of Palestinian children, that I'm some extreme fascist. But then when they get to know me and get to engage with me, they are able to see a different view of what a Zionist means. A person that wants peace, a person that has a religious connection to the land of Israel, a person that wants to engage in critical analysis and bring solutions to the Middle East conflict, but at the same time realize that she is in South Africa, that we are in Wits campus, and that while it's important as a political organization to engage in international relations and to have international solidarity to issues all over the world and not just Israel, it is also important, and this should be the forefront of our activism, is South African issues and to bring South African solutions to South African problems.
So let's talk about that for a second, Gabby, if you don't mind.
Focus.
Just tell us briefly, what are some of the student issues going on if it's the moment? What are students worried about? What are they thinking about?
The main issues which the PYA have always fought, it comes up every year, is we advocate for free education. Fees is a big issue. Because you have many students coming from rural areas, from places across South Africa, and they are not in the economical space position to be paying such fees. And yet they are in the academic position to participate in university. Another issue is accommodation. This year, there were over 500 students who were sleeping in libraries because they had gotten access academically to university, but not through accommodation. We fought and we got all these students into residences, into beds, into safe accommodation. The next thing is gender-based violence. A few weeks back, we had a student on Wits campus who was named Kwasa. She was raped and murdered by her boyfriend. This is a student who had requested to the university to be brought back to campus because she was in an unsafe environment, but she was denied access. And this is an issue which we are facing. We are also facing in the areas of Braam, there's bad human trafficking. Women and actually all students do not feel safe to walk on the streets of Braamfontein anymore. And you get from their residences to the Wits campus because there has been such a high rate of human trafficking. And specifically with COVID, we have had issues of that students have gone back to their homes in rural areas, do not have connectivity, do not have access to laptops. Many parents have also lost jobs, and therefore in the following year, we will see a lot of students who have been financially excluded. They will also be academically excluded because they were not able and were not in a conducive environment to have an equal opportunity to succeed at the university studies.
So some of those are some of the issues that are at Wits, Gabby. Obviously, we need to get you elected. As a Jewish community, we want to see, you succeed. So how is it working this year? How can people go ahead and vote for you and your fellow comrades on the campus?
Firstly, it is why we see it's so important for Jews to get involved, because as SRC, as PYA, we serve as the voice for all students. And as a Jewish person being on the PYA, I'm able to represent the Jewish community, which has often been quite a marginalized community on the Wits campus. And that's why it's so important that our voice is heard. And how are we able to have that voice heard is you, all Jewish students, are able to vote. On the 6th and 7th of October, you will receive a email from Wits University, from the administration. Click on it. Vote for PYA. Follow me on my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook accounts under Gabby Faba. Follow the Wits PYA on all our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Please like, retweet, and share all our comments so that we can get the most access to all students' communities. Share with your friends to vote for PYA and allow yourself to be part of the change. Allow your voice, your Jewish voice, to be heard. And let's bring a better society to South Africa through the Wits University, through the PYA slate, through SRC 2021. Vote PYA.
Thank you so much. A brave young woman there, Gabby Faba, running for SRC at Wits University. If you have a young person in your family who is at Wits as a student, why don't you go ahead and tell them to look out for that email, get them to vote, get their friends to vote, get their friends' friends to vote, get their girlfriends, boyfriends, other friends, even their enemies. Who cares? Just vote. It's a good idea.